In honor of Valentine's Day, a poem by Derek Walcott, Love After Love. The time will come when with elation you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, sit here, eat. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine or water. Give bread. Give back your heart to itself, to the stranger that has loved you all your life and whom you ignored for another who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Come. Sit. Feast on your life. This morning, we continue with our monthly theme of love, all kinds of love. We are mindful that this is a multi-generational service, and we have the children with us, so this minister, that would be me, needs to be working extra hard to be brief and not so boring. Let's see how we do. So, I wonder if we can talk about love. What is love? Anybody? Caring, sharing, giving, compassion, gratitude, acceptance, relationship, forgiveness, call it out, listening, blessing, tolerance, acknowledgement. Anybody from here? Anybody? Anybody about love? Maybe? What about friendship? What is friendship?
Being kind.
Being kind. What about playing? Being fun?
Just being there.
Just being there.
Being
yeah.
Understanding
and caring.
Sharing.
Considerate.
Empathetic.
Honoring the other person.
Hearing.
What about meditation? What is meditation?
Listening.
Being still.
Centering.
Thinking.
Being connected.
Feeling silence.
Feeling silence.
Breathing.
Mindfulness.
Calming,
quiet.
What about this notion of unconditional love? What is unconditional? That's a big word. That is a long word, a loaded word.
No matter what.
No matter what. That's good. Your cats. Cat lady in the house.
Dogs.
Cats. Dogs, cats, dogs, cats. Loving the person and not their acts. Good one. Children. Forgiving. Yes, thank you. So yeah, Valentine's Day is usually loaded with commercial messages, prepackaged notions of what love should be, ought to be, and sometimes we are left kind of confused by all those messages and kind of left out of who they're trying to appeal to. So we want to talk about all kinds of love, different kinds of love and unconditional love for ourselves and for others in particular. 2 weeks ago, we talked about forgiveness, and we began by forgiving ourselves. That was powerful. That was powerful. Last week, we talked about love being our religion, being one, and that was also very powerful. We read about mindfulness. Remember the story about the panda and the monkey? Anybody remember? You do, Maya. What did the monkey ask the panda? How to be happy and what else? What about mindfulness? What was the monkey doing? While he was walking, he was thinking about eating. And while he was eating, he was thinking about work, walking. Every time he was doing something, he was thinking about something else. And Panda taught him about mindfulness. He says, well, when I walk, I walk. When I work, I work. Right? So we learned something from Panda and from Monkey. I think I'm a lot like the Panda and the Monkey all the time. Multiple times a day, right? I think we all have some of that Panda and some of that Monkey mind in us. This Sunday, we will practice loving kindness towards ourselves, towards people we love, and especially towards people who are hard to love. It's called metta, metta meditation, loving kindness. The writer Sharon Salzberg says that we all long to love ourselves deeply and to feel connected to ourselves and to others. But this is not as easy as it sounds. Sometimes we don't feel connected, and we fear getting too close to those feelings. Sometimes those feelings are overwhelming. It can feel painful. Sometimes that pain doesn't let our inner light shine through. Some people pray, some people do meditation, some do yoga, some community service. Some spend time with their families, friends, or in nature, or with their pets, cats or dogs. Some connect to music or poetry or anything that allows the mind and the spirit to rest, to be calm, our hearts to expand, to open up to beauty, to companionship, compassion, and generosity. In that moment, we reconnect with ourselves. In that moment, our little light is rekindled. Meditation practices can help us to feel connected to ourselves and to others. In Buddhism, people practice meditation as a way to experience freedom, the liberation of the heart, which is love. With practice, we can free ourselves from feeling fearful, a constricted heart, and be able to feel our hearts opening up with joy. Beginning on Monday, February 19th, our very own Guadalupe Perez Middleton will begin offering free yoga classes right here for everyone, including our children. We think it's especially important to include our children in the learning and practicing of meditation and of mind-body-spirit connection. You are all invited. It's for children of all ages. We'll also have our dear Mileva Saulo Lewis lead a workshop on nonviolent conflict resolution for our children so that we can support how they build those friendships, how they stand up for themselves and their dignity in school and everywhere they go with loving kindness and yet honoring themselves, right? We recognize that our children are experiencing a world that is complicated and fearful, and we want to offer them opportunities to learn and to practice loving kindness. We support the spiritual nourishment of our children by creating spaces right here for them to experience feeling a sense of connection and compassion towards themselves and each other. In our Unitarian Universalist tradition, we don't inculcate dogma. We don't have the children recite from rote any kind of particular beliefs, but we encourage our children to question, to explore, and to experience the gifts of this community. Unconditional love, compassion, joy, inclusiveness, belonging, gratitude. Being loved unconditionally is the greatest gift we can give our children. Appreciating each other's gifts is part of cultivating loving kindness. We feel connected, not separated. We come together knowing that sometimes we will be mad, we will be sad, even wanting to be somewhere else. Meditation is like that. Sometimes your mind wants to be wandering like that monkey, jumping around. But we focus on our breath, on that moment, and we come back to ourselves and to the breath. Sometimes all we have to do to feel connected to ourselves and each other is to breathe. To notice the gifts we receive during the day from others. One moment we might think we're just all mad, all sad, all alone, but with breathing and noticing the gifts we have received, we realize there's also room to feel happy, to feeling loved, and being grateful. This is the Sunday closest to Valentine's Day, a day to celebrate love of all kinds, not just romantic love, but also friendship, family, art, love for our teachers, for nature, for our spiritual companions, most of all for ourselves. We celebrate love for our Unitarian Universalist principles that teach us to love social justice, and for a church like ours that makes it possible for us to practice that kind of love. We celebrate unconditional love as a welcoming community. Being a welcoming community means that we embrace and celebrate, not just tolerate, people of all races, ethnicities, religious traditions, ages, people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, gender nonconforming, or none of the above, or all of the above. We are a welcoming congregation. And metta meditation helps us to practice unconditional love in the sanctuary and also out there in the world. Metta is a Pali word that means gentle friend. Metta is like a gentle rain and also like true friendship. The Buddha said that a true friend is with you in the good times and the not so good times. When we are happy, and especially when we are sad. A friend will be with us when we are in trouble. A friend will help us and protect us when we are afraid. Metta helps us to be our own good friend, to realize that we ourselves deserve love and affection. No matter how many mistakes we make, we are still lovable. We are still capable of loving. So metta gives us a chance to think about our own goodness. Can you think of a time when you were good and a kind friend? Can you remember a time when a true friend disappointed you? Thinking about our goodness is a way to feel connected to ourselves, to those we love, and even those who disappoint us. Even when we are afraid, and have a hard time seeing the goodness in ourselves or someone else, loving kindness can enter our hearts. There's a story that says that the Buddha taught metta meditation for the first time as a way to teach not fearing, as a way to walk through fear, not around it. The Buddha sent a group of monks to meditate in the forest, but the tree spirits did not like the monks being there, and they tried to get rid of the monks by appearing as monsters, making awful shrieking noises, and giving off some really, really bad smells. The monks stayed for a little bit, but they couldn't take it, and they ran back and they asked the Buddha, "Please, please don't send us back there again. It's awful. They hate us." But the Buddha did send them back to the same forest with the same trees. Only this time he sent them back with a metta lesson. When the trees heard the monks reciting metta, it sounded like this. May I be free from harm. May the trees be free from harm. May I know well-being. May the trees know well-being. May I be at peace. May the trees be at peace. May I know loving kindness. May the trees know loving kindness. The tree spirits were so moved that they too became filled with loving energy, and they resolved to become the monks' friends, to protect them, to share their gifts with them. So even when we're mad, sad, or filled with fear, our minds and hearts can still receive the message of loving kindness. Now let's try it together. Sometimes we close our eyes because it's helpful to close our eyes. Sometimes it helps when we put two fingers together or to focus on the candle. We begin noticing our breath, and we breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in peace. Breathe out love. And now repeat with me. May I be at peace. May I be happy. May I know love. Breathe in. And we breathe out. And now we bring to mind someone we love very, very much. And we send them some loving kindness. And repeat with me, may you be at peace. May you be happy. May you know love. And we breathe in. And we breathe out. Now let's bring to mind someone who hasn't been such a good friend, who we don't feel connected to right now. And let's send them some loving kindness together. May you be at peace. May you be happy. May you know love. And we breathe in and out. We breathe in peace. We breathe out love. We breathe in peace. We breathe out love. Beloveds, may this Valentine's Day remind us that we are lovable, that we are deserving of unconditional love and true gentle friendship. May we face our fears by listening to our breath, by sitting with our feelings and imagining ourselves surrounded by all the people who care about us and who love us unconditionally. May we be able to recall our own goodness, and may we feel loved deeply and unconditionally by ourselves, by our loved ones, and especially by this beloved community. Amen. Ashe, and blessed be.